Welcome to the Lend Me Your Ears podcast, where we explore practical solutions to your sales problems. Today, we bring you an exciting article titled, Make a Customer, Not a Sale. Originally published on lendmeyourears.co.ke.
Today we're immersing ourselves in an intriguing article that unravels the significance of seeing tenants, parents, and passengers as customers, not mere transactional players. Imagine this trio. Tenants, parents, and passengers. Now, think about this, have those serving them ever considered them as customers? Let's break it down. Landlords, schools, and the Matata crew, they all serve these groups. But do they view them as customers or merely as payers for a service? Do they see their patrons as customers or just as individuals who pay the bills? Let's start with landlords. During the early days of the pandemic, there was a buzz around a landlord in Naivasha, Kenya, who made headlines by waiving 3 months' rent for his tenants. It was like a breath of fresh air in a world where the common mantra was, if you can't pay, leave. The pandemic had hit the real estate sector hard, causing financial strain on both tenants and landlords. Some landlords were starting to think differently, appealing to their tenants to stay, reducing rent, and offering flexible payment plans. But the big question is, should landlords start treating their tenants as customers, fostering a more mutually beneficial relationship rather than a mere transaction? Next up, schools. The relationship between schools and parents used to be one of intimacy and trust, often referring to customers as parents. However, the pandemic shook things up. Many private schools, facing financial challenges, seemed to prioritize their survival above all else. Parents suddenly felt like they were seen as mere sources of revenue, leading to disputes and legal battles over school fees amounts to pay for online classes. The emotional connection between schools and parents, which is crucial for long-term customer loyalty, snapped. The question here is, if schools had treated parents as customers all along, would things have turned out a different way? Last but not least, let's talk about the Matata crews, the unsung heroes of public transportation in many places. They too, felt the pandemic's pinch, with passengers working remotely and crew members facing job losses. The big question is, were they able to learn from this experience? What if they treated passengers as customers consistently, from the moment they woo them to board to the end of the journey? Companies like Uber and SWVL have shown that exceptional customer experience can be a game-changer in the transportation industry. In fact, their entire business hinges on this. Could the uncaring Matata crew borrow a page from their book? The key takeaway from this insightful article is that, no matter the circumstances, or the product on sale, sellers should always strive to make a customer, not just a sale. Building strong customer relationships, understanding their needs, and treating them with respect can lead to more than just financial transactions. It can create loyal, long-term customers who are not just payers but true advocates.
Thank you for joining us in the thrilling Lend Me Your Ears podcast, and don't forget to subscribe for more hair-raising insights and practical solutions to your sales problems.